Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting third. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny Darwin. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, David Cohn. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fletcher strikes out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. 1 out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McCray bunts towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Deer hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cooper moves to third. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Cooper scores. Hatcher moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pena strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer, who is chasing the ball. Joyner reaches third base with a triple. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joyner tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Fletcher. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Mike Greenwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Gwynn hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gwynn moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gwynn scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Royals, 2. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Brett steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Joyner is walked intentionally. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0-for-1 in the game. Rossi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. Pena hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gwynn hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Brett reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0-for-2 in the game. Rossi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deere is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Valentin now playing shortstop. Tony Foss is now pitching. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Joyner strikes out. One out. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Jose Lind. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to second. Greg Gagne pinch runs for Hubie Brooks. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0-for-3 in the game. Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Greg Harris now pitching. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gwynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Rico Rossi now playing second base. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Tony Pena. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Brewer now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Melvin now catching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dawson is 0 for 4 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn strikes out. McFarland drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vaughn out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Deer is 0 for 4 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Bankhead now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McReynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Gubazon now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Melvin strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rico Rossi batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rossi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rossi hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is 0 for 5 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 5 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Dobson now pitching. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields the ball and throws to Dobson covering. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Joyner moves to second. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds is walked intentionally. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joyner scores. McReynolds moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.